Yeah, I'm gonna have a dish of ice cream, I think, just vanilla with caramel topping. Caramel topping. No, make that butterscotch, okay? Wait a minute. Do you have toffee? You do. Excellent. I'll have the toffee topping. Yes, toffee. Really, why would you have caramel or butterscotch when you could have toffee? Mm-hmm. Hi, folks. James Lilacs here at, well, not the diner, but one of them. One of the infinite number of diners in this infinite number of multiverses through which I happen to be traveling against my will, but there you have it. This incrementally different universe, number 10, number 12, number... I can't tell exactly. They're all starting to blur a little bit together, distinguished only by the smallest of details that tells me I'm not in my own world yet. But soon I will be. I'm going to get back in that phone booth and dial the secret magic number 555-1212 and head off to someplace different and cross my fingers and hope it's home. You may be asking, hey, you're having ice cream. Does that mean you fixed your tooth? And the answer to that would be no. If you remember, I had something of an ethical dilemma. Since I inhabit the physical form of myself when I move to these places, my consciousness goes, but, oh my God, if my consciousness is going from person to person in these incrementally different universes, then what am I back home? Am I just in a coma or something? Oh God, they're going to be so worried. Oh man. Anyway, since I go from person to person to person, I thought, I can't leave myself with a busted tooth. I can't crack my tooth here on a bone and a burger in the diner and then just gallivant off to some other incrementally different universe and leave myself here to all of a sudden wake up and realize that he's got a cracked molar. Just wouldn't be fair. It's not a good thing to... I wouldn't want anybody to... Do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. Something like that. In my situation. Anyway. So... figure I better get it done. Checked my job to see what kind of dental insurance I had, and oh my job, it's another reason to get out of here. Yeah, I'm a columnist in this incrementally different universe as well. I'm a columnist at the paper, but I'm a sports columnist. Yeah, that's not been working out very well. I mean, I know a little bit about sports. I know in football, for example, you have a tight end, and then you've got a wide end, and you've got a quarterback, and the object is to take the spheroid, the oblong device, and put it into the end part, where then the referee type guy puts his hands up and indicates that the points have been made, and you know, I know the basics of that, but the football season is over, and apparently I'm a basketball writer. I don't know anything about basketball, really. So I wrote two columns about how basketball must seem to someone who knows nothing about it. And frankly, they were quite popular. I got a lot of hits. But the third one, I got called in and my editor said, you know, okay, I get it. It's a good bit, but let's get back to actually describing what did happen, because that's kind of what people read the sports sections for. So I was writing about that and trying to figure out what to say when the phone rings and it's the radio station saying, where are you? We're going on the air in 5 minutes. So CCO, which is the same in this IDU as my own, is right around the corner. So I go there and I sit down and I start talking about the game the night before. And, you know, and I'm talking about how I liked all of the forward passing and how the completions were good. And that there was, I liked the flow of the game, the back and forth, the way they would go from one end and then quickly go to the other. That was good. And that the number of field goals was extraordinary, really, when you think about it sometimes. And you know, why don't they just play the last 30 seconds of the game? Because that's what it comes down to, you know. And yeah. Well, everybody in the studio thought it was all hilarious. They thought it was a bit. So, poor me the next time I go in that studio. Anyway, I check to see if I have dental insurance, and it turns out that nobody has dental insurance in this IDU. There's no such thing. Socialized, paid for by the state. So, great. Called up, tried to make an appointment, couldn't get in for 10 months. 10 months. And I said, but it hurts. What do I do if it hurts worse? And they said, well, you can go to the emergency room. And I envisioned this gray place with tiled walls and flickering fluorescent lights and a bunch of people wearing those old-style bandages that they used to put around their heads, at least in cartoons, when they had a toothache. An enormous piece of cloth with a great big bow at the top of it. Apparently that's what you did when you had a toothache. I could just see 15, 20 of those people leaning against the wall in various states of distress, eyes blank, and said, no, I'm out of here. I'm going to go find myself an incrementally different universe in this multiverse where I can get into the dentist earlier. But I made an appointment for myself, though. So 10 months from now, myself in this place will get a text message saying, you have an appointment. And he'll be grateful and slightly confused. Ah, and my ice cream is here. Good. I'll have to, of course, eat it with care, shifting it over to the side of my mouth that does not have the sparkly nerve endings, because teeth in general just don't like ice cream. I don't think any teeth anywhere in anybody ever looks at ice cream and says, oh good, here's the really cold stuff. Let's see if you can find some tiny little micropore in the enamel that goes directly like a bullet train shaft to a molar's nerve. Yeah, that's what we want. Now, teeth would be happy if you just left the ice cream alone entirely, to which your frontal lobes of your forehead say, I'm with you on that. Your whole head, actually. The tongue is the only part that really enjoys ice cream. The rest of you, from the part in your brain that says you're going to be fat, to the part of the front that gets a stabbing ice pick headache, to the teeth that aren't that happy, the rest of your head is just like, oh, ice cream. It's one of those things we just have to go through with this guy. So while I eat it carefully, let's take a look at the jukebox here, see what we have. Let's go to C1.
Well, the next time I see you, I'm really gonna show you. I'm gonna act like I don't even know you, cause I hate myself for falling in love with you.
That's healthy.
You won't let me be your one and only. The only time you want me is when you're lonely, and I hate myself for falling in love.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe hating yourself was a pre-existing condition.
I get that overpowering feeling every time we get together. Will I show it like a tree that bends to the will of the winds? You got me in your power and you know it.
Well, stop seeing
her. But the next time you call me, even if it kills me, I'm gonna act like it don't even thrill me, cause I hate myself for falling in love with you.
Yeah, you know what? No, you don't. You're actually pretty keen on yourself for falling in love with this person, and all of these conspicuous protestations of self-loathing are designed to make her think, oh, this wonderful person, how could I have ignored him? How could I not have seen how wonderful it is? It pains me so much to be around him that he's falling into a cycle of self-castigation. Boo-hoo, buddy. Find somebody else.
I get that overpowering feeling every time we get together. Will I show it like a tree that bends to the will of the winds? You got me in your power and you know it. But the next time you call me, even if it kills me, I'm gonna act like it don't even thrill me, cause I hate myself for falling in love with you.
Oh, that's a healthy little song, isn't it? Who's that by? That's by Farron Young. Farrell Young. In this multiverse, Farrell Young. That's a little bit more disturbing than Farron Young. I wonder if we're going to have a Ferlin Husky who's actually called Ferlin Skinny or something like that. That's what they called fat kids when I was growing up. Fat kids were husky. And you were going to the JCPenney's to get some clothes for school. You had to go to the husky department. Love that. Lard ass is what you... So let's, there's another one from Farrell Young. Let's see how he's feeling about himself here.
Well, I went too hard the other night. The joint was a jump and everything was right. The cats are doing a bop, chicken too. But I sit along at a table for two, cause I can't dance. No, no, I can't dance. No, no, can't get in the groove, cause my feet's won't move. And I can't dance. No, no, and I can't dance. No, no.
So he hates himself and he can't dance. That's Farrell Young. Let me check. Oh, God, this jukebox is full of Fairly Young songs. Let's see what this one is. Sounds in a better mood.
I made a fool of myself last night. Now someone new is holding her tight. But there's no
but somebody else was all in her
no
tights.
One to blame
but it's possible.
That you left and I'm alone. In anger I spoke words of shame. Now all my love in you is in vain.
In anger he spoke words of shame? How does that work exactly? Well, I saw you hanging around the Tasty Freeze with Billy. I went back to the farm and had my way with a sheep. So you're not the only one to cheat. Wait a minute. Okay, so he hates himself, he can't dance, and he has made a fool of himself also. This is quite the track record. This is a remarkable level of self-hatred coming from Farrell Young. Let's go to the next record and see what he confesses to here.
I said, hey, Lord, I'm a poor, poor boy. Well, I got no car and my horse went lame. I got no friends that I can name. But step up close and hear me, hon. I'm just a poor boy looking for fun. Well, I've been around this whole wide world. There's nothing I ain't done. I've gone with lots of pretty gals. I've had a lot of fun. But they always mention diamond rings and want to tie the knot. But you can't raise a wife on nothing, and nothing is all I've got. I said, hey, Lord, I'm a poor, poor boy.
That may explain a lot. Oftentimes we're told that poor self-image comes from poverty and perhaps lack of access to dancing lessons. I don't know. It's all starting to form in a recognizable bolus of sociological insights. So, like I say, there's many songs from Farrell Young here. Let's see what else there is. Let's go to M1.
Once I had it, then I'd let it slip away. And if you look at me, you'll be looking at a fool with a heartache that just grows every day. For I was too blind to see her love was mine. Once I had it, but I let it slip away. And if you talk to me, you'll be talking to a fool with a light.
It's like they set his therapy lessons to music. They just rolled tape while he was talking to his counselor and then added backing tracks. Maybe Farrell Young actually spoke in the meter and rhyme appropriate for a country western pop song, and some producer heard about him and, you know, sat in a room next to the counseling sessions with a secret hidden microphone and listened and thought, this is gold. This is just gold. This kid just talks about what a loser he is. All we got to do is just add some honky-tonk piano and some backup singers going bum, 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 bum. And we're going to make millions. Kid, what's your name? What's your name? My name's Manners, sir. Manners? That's your first name? Yes, sir. Pappy named me Manners because he said it was the only thing he had a lot of. Oh, so your pappy was poor? Yes, sir. We were all poor. What's your last name? Old. Manners Old. Huh. Son, I'm going to call you Farrell Young, and you're going to be a star. You don't need to do anything. Just show up here every Tuesday at 11 o'clock and sit on the couch and talk about what's wrong with you, and we'll handle the rest. That's my theory, anyway. It's a good theory, isn't it? I mean, I'm the guy who back in the day brought the music of Bufus Parsley to everyone's attention. Too bad I can't take with me the music of Farrell Young. Unless I had some sort of pocket computational recording device that I could hold up to the jukebox. Yeah, I could just get my iPhone here and record this stuff. What else is there? Are there any more songs of self-confession here? Let's take a look. Let's go to K1.
I search through each moment of each passing hour, but your memory grows stronger, I find. Oh, they tell me in time I'll forget you, but somehow I can't find the time. They tell me.
So he hates himself, can't dance, he let it slip away, can't find the time, and he's a poor boy. We're starting to get a very full picture of this sad and tragic man. Maybe that whole conversation about I can't find the time is a transcription of his call to the therapist saying that he wasn't able to fit the weekly meeting into his schedule for some reason. Now let's see what else he was up to, or not in his case.
Teardrops are dry.
Good.
No more walking the floor with that burning inside.
Oh, penicillin often handles that.
Just to think it could be, time has opened the door, and at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore.
Well, that's good. I wonder if there's a song here that indicated why he got better. Let's go to L1.
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever.
Ah.
From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out for Mr. Farrell Young. When I get back to my own home universe, I'm going to have to look up the work of Farron Young and see if he's got songs like I Can Dance and I Love Myself. And he ended up a raging Satanist at the end. No idea. Well, I have sticky hands and a sticky face from the ice cream, frankly. So I'm going to go wash up and leave you for the moment with a word from some of our sponsors.
The land of sky blue waters, land of cool enchantment. Listen.
From the land of sky blue waters, from the land of pine lofty balsams, comes the very refreshing.
Hams. Yes, from the land of sky blue waters to you comes Hams, the beer refreshing as the crisp, cool land it's brewed in. The beer that captures for you the wonderful refreshment of this enchanted Northland. Hams. Hams. Crisp. Clean cut to the taste. Refreshing.
Hints of lakes and sunset breezes, dance and sparkle in each glass bowl. Hands are very refreshing, hands are very refreshing, hands.
Refreshingly yours, from the land of sky blue waters.
Did I hear that right? I was coming back from the bathroom. Was it a Hams beer commercial? Oh, I remember those from youth. The Hams bear. Delightful, jolly, large-bellied creature. Fall off logs. Made all of us kids want to drink beer. We couldn't wait until we got beer so we could be like that funny bear. Of course, it never happened. And all of us, when we grew up, probably chose Pabst Blue Ribbon because we did not want to be associated with a cartoon bear. But to this day, there are people in Minnesota of a certain age. All you have to do is start pounding out that Song of Hiawatha beat. They know exactly what you're talking about. Mild, weak barley pop. Well, I think my work here is done. I've had my ice cream. I've chipped my tooth. I've made a fool of myself on the radio and in the newspaper, pretending to be a sports columnist when I obviously am not. I think it is time to seek out a different, incrementally different universe, and I hope it's home. I mean, I'm starting to worry about what happened to myself back in my universe. Like I thought before, if I obviously my consciousness is here, it's not there, so what am I there? I'm just slumped over in a chair for 10 weeks? No, they wouldn't let that. They'd put me in the hospital. They would assume some sort of vegetative state. Maybe they pulled the plug. Worst case scenario would be pulling the plug. Best case scenario is for 10 weeks I haven't moved, and so all my muscles have atrophied, unless somebody, of course, has been massaging them every day. You know, in your best case scenario in your life, you don't get something like that once or twice a week, if that, and, oh man, well, we'll find out. I have to keep moving. I can't stay here. Oh, it's nice enough, but I don't know enough about sports to stay in this universe, frankly. All right, get my change and go back to the phone booth.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
I think that's just to throw people off the track.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Ooh. Now he kind of loosens this finger from the flank. And my hair standing up. And the lights. And, oh, my tooth. Ouch, this is hard on my... Yeah, a little faster, please. I don't know if this is some kind of decontamination thing or what, but just, come on, it's getting old. All right. Well, looks the same here. Let's see. Well, it looks the same. Yep, not home yet. My phone would have trembled with 172 messages and texts. I'm always disappointed and relieved and disappointed and relieved when I get out and it looks the same. I know one of these days I'm going to walk out of the phone booth and it's going to be a post-apocalyptic landscape with some humanoids shambling across the parking lot with clubs in their hands, and that won't be fun. But I'm not home yet. Damn it. Well, I just thought of something. Okay, if I'm always inhabiting a different, you know, the body of the person in this incrementally different universe when I travel here, then why aren't I waking up in their house or in their office or in their bed or wherever? Why is it always at the diner? That has to mean that the me is always at the diner too. I mean, I've got basically the same clothes I had on before, but the different... There's a belt that's a little tighter. Oh, great, I'm fat in this one. My keys, check my car keys. Okay, these are different keys, but Honda keys. Right? So I must have been here. But that must mean that the me here in this IDU went into the phone booth when I did in mine. And that must mean that there are infinite number of me's going through an infinite number of phone booths, trying to get back to an infinite number of their home universes. And if it's random, what are the chances? I mean, this is beyond infinite number of monkeys eventually hitting Shakespeare. This is an infinite number of monkeys typing infinitely to do Shakespeare and Tolstoy, and not the abridged version of War and Peace. No, not the ones with all the digressions taken out. And Chekhov and Chekhov and Dostoevsky. And, and Stephen King. Oh, my God. I mean, it's one thing to say that an infinite number of monkeys typing infinitely will type Shakespeare, but to expect them to also get Stephen King is really asking a lot. Well, I wonder if there's Farron Young in this universe here. Let's take a look at the jukebox. Let's go to... Will you look at that? There's Farron Young in this. Not Farrell. Farron. Let's see how he's doing.
I can tell that you're already growing tired of me.
That's our boy.
You want no part of me. Even started lying to me. And if you started out to break this heart inside of me, congratulations to you, dear, you're doing fine. I pass you on the street and you don't speak to me.
Well, good to see that he's the Farron Young that we know and love, hating himself intensely and all the relationships in which he has gotten himself entwined. Well, let's see. Well, there has to be something different about this place. What is it? I suppose I'll find out when I go to work tomorrow. God, I hope I'm not a copy editor. Oh, that would be the worst. Worst thing for the paper. Oh, man. The corrections page would take up the entire second page of the paper. No, it can't be that. What's different? Anything different? Everything looks... Oh. Will you look at this? Whoa. This may be one of those details that just is going to rock you back in your heels. May completely define my experience in this place. But I'm telling you, I'm looking at something right now I don't think I've ever seen at the diner before. Ever. I'm looking at a fork. It's got three tines. Not four. Three. That could be the only damn difference in this IDU. Three-tined forks. There has to be more to it than that. I'll keep looking and report back next week. Thanks for joining me here at the diner, friends. I'm James Lilacs, and I'll see you down the road.